I want to get right to Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre, who has her eye on some of the trending tickers on our site today, and among them, Roblox. I know that Roblox had a big outage not too long ago because my daughter told me about it, but the stock's doing pretty well today. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. That didn't stop the stock last week from going up 30% after the company reported its quarterly results. But today, the stock is up more than 10%. This is on the heels of its investor day, with the investor day kicking off with the CEO of Roblox, David Baszucki, basically giving a presentation, kicking off that presentation with how Roblox fits into the metaverse and the fundamentals of that metaverse, meaning the identity, friends, immersive, and how Roblox will play a role in the metaverse. That's the next evolution of the internet. Roblox also saying that it sees TAM, total addressable market, of $200 billion in the categories when it comes to mobile, when it comes to streaming content, and also social media. And yesterday also the company announced that it is getting into the educational video game in the classroom arena. This would be worldwide. It's investing some $10 million to develop three video games, one for middle school, for high school, and also for colleges in the areas of robotics, space exploration, and also careers in science. So the stock, as I mentioned, absolutely on fire, especially over the last week. You can see if you pull up this 1 month chart, it's up 55% of revenue, doubled for its latest quarter, as they announced last week, even with that outage that you had mentioned, Alexis.
Hey, Inez, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, pun intended there, but it seems like there's some EV frenzy in the markets right now. And for once, it's not led by Tesla. So Rivian, yeah, up for a fifth consecutive day, market cap now about $140 billion.
Absolutely unbelievable what's happening with this stock. It's fifth consecutive day, as you just mentioned, surpassing the valuation of Volkswagen. That's Europe's largest automaker. And at one point, in fact, according to some Bloomberg data, Rivian was worth more than 90% of the S&P 500 companies. So higher than three Dow components, higher than Boeing, higher than Caterpillar, higher than Goldman Sachs. So we are seeing this absolute frenzy, this flow of money when it comes to Rivian and the electric vehicle space. And this is very interesting because Datatrek had recently put out a note saying that with IPOs, you see a rotation out of the old and into the new. Now, we did see that Tesla shares last week and yesterday were down after Elon Musk had been selling his shares. But nevertheless, what this note was saying was that Rivian is a formidable competitor when it comes to investor interest in the auto, in the electric vehicle space, because for a while there, you only had Tesla as that interest. Now, I do want to mention also a lot of retail interest in this stock, because I was checking out Fidelity's retail orders by category, by ticker, Rivian, Lucid, and Tesla. Those are the top three tickers that retail investors are trading.
Wow. All right. Want to get to our number one trending ticker of the day, Inez, and that is Lucid. Shares rallying here. I guess there's growing demand for its luxury EV vehicle.
Yeah, that's right. With reservations of that Air sedan at 17,000, and that's through the end of September, and that's up from 13,000 in the third quarter. Now, the company did report a net loss of $524.4 million in the third quarter, but again, orders are up, and that is why you're seeing this stock up. Again, there's also a lot of retail interest in this stock. Also, Lucid confirmed its target of producing 20,000 vehicles by next year, then 50,000, and then gearing up to 500,000 by the end of 2030. So certainly confirming its target to produce some 20,000 vehicles for next year. I also want to mention that Lucid has been seeing a run-up in this stock. Look at a one-month chart. It's up more than 125%. Yesterday, Lucid did receive a prestigious award. It was named the 2022 Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year. And this is significant because this is a new car, the Air Sedan. And a little bit of trivia for you, Motor Trend honored two other electric vehicles in the past, the Tesla Model S back in 2013. 2013 and the Chevy Bolt back in 2017. So certainly this is also something that management brought up in their earnings call and their conference call that they had received this prestigious award.
All right, prestigious it is. Inez, thanks so much. We'll see you a little later on for that wrap up in oil.